Yeah. I don't know that I'm an expert in leadership development. I still got a long way to go. But working on it all the time, man. Every year, not even every year. I mean, it's all the time. It's constant, but constantly checking myself and seeing how I can improve, because there's just so many areas I need to be better as a man, a father, a husband, a leader. So just constantly checking in with myself, asking myself the hard questions. But yeah, I mean, I think that it's an evolution, man. You're always working to be better.
Great experiences build great leaders. Great leaders build great teams. This is Building Great Sales Teams.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Building Great Sales Teams. I've got an amazing guest for you guys today. I've got Hunter Ballou. He's the owner of roofing.com, RepCard, RoofCon, Cornerstone, and Revolt. He's got a lot going on. Hunter, welcome to the show, brother.
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great, man. What are you most excited about right now? You've got a lot of these things going on, but I know there's that one thing that you're super excited about.
Yeah, dude, I feel like I get that question a good bit, and it's always hard to pick. Because I feel like I have the one thing in each company that I'm most excited about.
Let's walk through them. We got time. Let's walk through them.
Yeah, yeah. So with Revolt, dude, it's probably always at the top of my list. Just because I enjoy coaching. I enjoy giving back. I enjoy running events and building communities and bringing people together. And if you do like a flashback to when I was young and when I was in high school, you know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, if you look at Hunter back then, I was doing the same thing I'm doing now. It was just a different world and a different scale. Like I was the kid that was involved with American Red Cross and Beta Club and on student council. And then when I got to high school, I was the one throwing bonfires and, you know, putting together parties and just all the things. Like, I just love bringing people together. And so now I get to do that on a much bigger scale and really like bring together an entire industry. Like, I tell people all the time for our event RoofCon, my goal is to have the family reunion that everyone in the industry wants to come back to every year. And then with Revolt, it's the same. Like, when we throw our retreats, we just came out of one of our retreats in Utah last week. And I tell people that for me, that's like the summer camp. I want every year for our members to want to come back, not just like, hey, I think I need to go for some training or whatever. No, I want you to want to be there, to be with your, you know, in this case, we do it by sex. We have the men's retreat was last week, so be with your brothers. Our women's retreat that my wife runs next week, be with your sisters. And then we do a combined retreat where we do couples in the summer. So this year we'll be in Costa Rica in June. So that one's coming together, and it's just one big family, dude. And it's so cool. It's so much fun. It's like I get to live my dream life.
I gotta softball this for you real quick, because I know why, right? But maybe some of the newer listeners don't really understand, what does any of this have to do with roofing? Why is there men's and women's and then couples retreats with roofing?
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, man, it really started, I had the roofing company, we started growing. And I'd said in 2019, when I really started focused on Cornerstone and growing that company, that I was just going to focus on Cornerstone. Well, that lasted for about 6 months, because that's just how I operate. Like, I just can't stay focused on one thing, ADD, whatever you want to call it. I started what was then called Bold Brotherhood, and it was just for men. So, out of high school, I wasn't a great student. I knew I wasn't going to go to college. I went to the Marine Corps, then I went to the fire department, did that full time, 5 years as a firefighter EMT. And so when I went into entrepreneurship and was doing that for a few years, I was bored, dude. I was lonely. Like, I think a lot of us as entrepreneurs, we feel that. I was super lonely, sitting behind a computer all the time. And I just wanted that community. And so I started Bold Brotherhood, a men's group. And quickly after that, we started RoofCon specifically for the roofing industry. And it evolved, Bold Brotherhood evolved into Revolt, because we wanted to have it for men and women. And so for me, it's never been about roofing specifically at all. Like even RoofCon, people hear RoofCon, they're like, oh, you know, I don't know if I want to learn about roofing, or, you know, I'm not going to come to that because it's for roofers. It's really not roofing specific. Anyone that's been, like, could tell you, it's very much leadership development, personal development, a community where you come and get around high level people. Now, do we have breakouts and a couple of keynotes that are specific to roofing or contracting? Yeah. Yes. But the majority of the stuff we do is leadership, sales, marketing, you know, even like down to parenting, mindset, all the things. And so Revolt even more, that's RoofCon. Revolt even more is broad to business and leadership development, personal development, not to roofing. So to us, man, I think it's important that you break it down by sex. You create that, I hate this freaking term, but it's safe space, yeah, where you can, yeah, come together and open up. Because, you know, if I have, just as an example, at the couples retreats, like, the men are not going to open up and talk about their problems in their marriage or even their problems in their business in front of their wife, because they just can't let that guard down. Yeah. When you get around 30 other dudes at a retreat, at our Revolt X retreats that we do throughout the year, or our member retreats where we might have 100 members show up, it's different because they're around people who get it and who have been through that stuff. Actually, this year, we've been doing these retreats for years. We've done like 70 something at this point, so we're closing in on 100. Last year I created what I call the struggle form. And so I basically went through and I brain dumped everything with my team, every struggle that we felt like we've heard from these people over the years. And so we categorized it, we created buckets, and it was like addictions. What addictions have we heard? There's, you know, any drug you can think of, alcohol, porn, sex, yada, yada, all the thing. And then it was past trials. What are the past trials you had? For some people, it was PTSD. For some people, it was they're a felon and they still deal with that stuff emotionally. Like, we had a member before he was a member, he came to our Revolt X retreat. And he opened up about how he doesn't even use his real name inside of his business and on his business cards. He had like a fake last name because he didn't want people to look him up. He was ashamed of his past. And so that was one big thing. He joins a mastermind. You know, we do this freaking ritual at the member retreat where we burn his business cards. And we're like, dude, you're going to own who you are and own your past and be proud of it. And you're not that man anymore. I get you messed up and there's some shame and guilt there, but you're not that dude anymore. It's not like it just happened last week. You've overcome that. And so getting past some of those things is just important, man. And having the people there to hold you accountable and lift you up and let you know it's going to be okay. And to let you get rid of that shame and that guilt and know that everyone deals with that self-doubt. I deal with it all the time. We just had that member retreat and I was telling people about, you know, I've had a pretty solid like last 6 months, but before that I had a tough like year and a half run, real tough, after a really great 2 year run before that. And so
I think a lot of us did last year. It was rough last year. Yeah.
I feel that. I feel the energy of that with the groups that I'm around. Like, and I also feel like we had all these people that were kind of cooped up during COVID. Some people were, some people weren't. I was traveling as much as ever during COVID, but some people were cooped up. And then when COVID was done, it was like, I'm going to travel a ton. I'm going to go to all these events. And now we're feeling that start to slow down a little bit. So that's interesting to see too. And I even, you know, feel that way. Like part of that's my kids are getting older and I want to be with them more, not travel as much. But I feel that for sure.
Man, I love it. There's so much packed into that. And you can tell you have a passion for leadership and developing others, you know, which is huge, especially in your business. And just case in point, so many times when I'm talking to a client or just somebody I met in a mastermind or somebody I met on social media, and they have this one problem and it's a very tactical, solvable problem, but it kind of opens up maybe a limited thinking problem or a limited mindset or self-doubt, you know, and then all of a sudden you're sitting there talking to them about their childhood, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden they're opening up about these things they never opened up to anyone before. And a lot of that comes from you being vulnerable first and giving them permission to be vulnerable, you know?
Yeah.
And so kind of like what you said with that guy that didn't put his last name on his business card, when he starts being vulnerable with his team and, you know, walking them through his past and everything and how he's come back from that, that gives them full permission to do the same with him. You know, and it's not a measuring stick of who has done something worse. It's like, hey, you told me everything there is to tell about you. You know what I'm saying? So you let me in on that and trusted me with that. So it goes both ways. And then all of a sudden I can tell you, you know, what's really holding me back. It's not marketing. It's not sales. It's not operations. It's right here and right here, you know? So I love that.
That is the cool thing about that struggle for man is like, we do it anonymous. They have the option. They can put their name or leave it anonymous. Mm-hmm. And when you go through it, and the way we do it is all the struggles, there's like 50 of them. And there's relationships, marriage, ex-wife, kids, stepkid, whatever.
Yeah.
There's a column they can check for current struggle. I'm currently dealing with it and I'm trying to overcome it. And then there's a column for overcome it. And when we run that with a group of 30 men or 30 women or whatever our group is, dude, every time it's like 95 to 100% of the current struggles have been overcome by somebody in the room, which it just is so cool to see that like, while we may look at someone and say, oh dude, I idolize them or they're so great. Yeah. Or whatever, we all are people, dude. And we all deal with the same things. And so we literally like, we just play matchmaker. That's what we do at our Revolt X retreats. Those are like our foundational retreats, the first step into Revolt to get who we are. And so we just play matchmaker. It's like, okay, you dealt with, you know, I've run when my wife started getting into running the retreats, you know, she wanted me to help her on the first couple until she got comfortable. And so that's super awkward. You know, I didn't know how the women would respond to me and it went really well. And like you hear about women that have been abused and I've heard about men that have been abused more than a couple of times at our retreats, but you get that as a current struggle. And then you look at your form and say, hey, we actually have some folks that have overcome that. Let's talk about that right now at this fireside and work through that and do some amazing things happen right there in that moment. But beyond that, it's about the connection that goes forward from there. Like if they don't join Revolt, they never come to another event, retreat, conference, whatever, at least they have the relationship beyond there. So yeah, it's a blessing, man. I'm so thankful to be able to do the stuff we do.
No, it's amazing. And I think that's one of the things that people don't realize when they get into these events or self-development or retreats or any of that type of stuff. The ones that do it right don't depend on themselves to be the answer for everything. That's impossible. Anybody that says they are, that they're the guru or that you can go to them, they can answer any one of your questions. They've done it all, you know, which a lot of us have done a lot, right? But all, no. Yeah. But if you put that collective mastermind, that's the whole point. That's
it's almost a cheat code. Like, I almost feel bad sometimes because I'm like, this is easy. Like, I'm just
facilitating. I mean, that's real. Like, that's what I like to call myself. I'm a facilitator, 100%. If I can put two people together and they can solve each other's problems, or I can introduce someone to another person and they can make magic happen, like, you're connected with those people, like you said, those relationships for life, you know? And it's often in the smallest rooms with not even the person that's running the event, in that breakout group or that lunch in between or that dinner after, you know what I'm saying? That those relationships get formed and those bonds are for life. You know, I got guys right now that I could text or call, you know what I mean? And they may very well be on a plane here if it's serious enough, you know? And that comes from, all goes back to that being vulnerable and being willing to share what you're struggling with. And then, the ultimate reward is somebody else was too, and you guys were able to overcome it together. I mean, that's massive. So awesome, brother. Well, you know, you were talking about it's not just about roofing, and you've had names like Tim Tebow, Maxwell, Milet, Iron Cowboy, Gary Chapman, Mike Tyson, and so many others on your stage, or you've shared stages with them. You know what? I guess, when did you start going after those big names and decide like, hey, this is what it's about, because of, you know, the mindset piece, the liberty and beliefs, the, you know, these people need certain words spoken into them that all the time, you know, not all the time that we necessarily can do. We need bigger names in there.
Yeah. Yeah. 2021, man, was the year that we first had the big name speakers. In 2019, the first year we ran the event, we had like 39 people there and, 10 vendors, and we had great speakers. Like, we had good industry speakers there, but not like the big name speakers, celebrity speakers. 2020, same thing, kept it all industry focused, just didn't have, you know, the cash to go out and pay for the big name speakers. And we had 881 show up that second year. 50 vendors. And then that third year, we knew we were going to grow pretty significantly. We went to 2,200 attendees and 125 vendors. And we brought in Ed Mylett, Iron Cowboy, Craig Gashell, and John Maxwell. And if you go back and you look at a post I made in like, or I think it was like early 2020, I made a post in our Facebook group. We've got this group for contractors with like 25, 30,000 members. And I say something like, hey, what are the speakers you guys would like to see at this event? And down below, I had a couple of people tag like Maxwell and Craig Rochelle, Ed Mylett, whatever. Mm-hmm. And on one of those, I commented and said, dude, if I could get Craig Rochelle, Ed Mylett, and John Maxwell on my stage, I'd be the biggest fanboy or something like that. Like I made a comment like that of like, that's my dream situation. Like those three dudes mean so much to me and have helped me grow as a leader, as a business owner, whatever. And then, you know, 18 months later or whatever end up being, they're on our stage and they're speaking and I'm getting to meet them. And to me, you know, they're kind of the guys that I look up to and I've learned so much from, especially John Maxwell and Craig Rochelle. You know, Craig Rochelle was huge impact in my life listening to his podcast. I probably recommended more people to Craig Rochelle's podcast than anybody in the world. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Like I tell people all the time, go listen to his podcast. And so, yeah, man, just super thankful to have them. And to do a quick flashback, I mentioned doing these
retreats,
doing these events when I was a kid, these bonfires. Mm-hmm. And I used to sit back and watch everybody. And when Ed Mylett was speaking in 2021, there was a balcony that we kind of roped off and didn't let anybody go up to. And I went up there to the balcony and was just looking down and I caught myself. I was like, wow, this is a full circle moment, dude. Like I can remember being 17 years old, just sitting back watching everyone have a good time at the bonfire. We used to have freaking mud wrestling and, you know, beer pong and everything going on. And I just sit back and watch and enjoy it. And then 2021 at 30 years old or whatever, here I am sitting back watching and just so grateful mm-hmm. to be there. So yeah, that was the first year we really started going all out. Next year we had Tim Tebow and have kind of continued from there, man.
Man, that's fantastic. I love the story too. 43 to 800 and something. That's insane growth right there. What was the catalyst?
Pretty cool. Yeah. I think COVID actually helped us, man. We went from, it was like 39, I think, to 881. And okay. I think that COVID helped us, man, because I think like when we said we're doing it and all these other events were shutting down, there were so many guys like me that were like, screw COVID, we're going to show up anyways. And they did. So I think it helped us. Funny enough, like they brought in extra mask police is what they called them in Houston because we were at the NRG Center. So we had mask police come in and try to enforce everyone wearing their mask. And they were like, Hunter, you have to make people wear their mask. I'm like, dude, I'm not making them wear their mask. I'm not even wearing my mask. So yeah, it was funny. And for me, the entire time of COVID, I'm like, look, if you want to wear a mask and do your thing, do it. That's cool. I don't care. I'm not going to judge you, but I ain't doing it. Like, it's just not who I am. So yeah, it was cool to see. And I think that we actually gained a lot of respect and traction because of that's just who we were. So yeah, it was cool.
So I know, you know, I'm putting together my first event right now. And the first thing I did is I've always been a delegator. You know what I mean? I've always been knowing where I shine and where I need to delegate. Right. So I immediately delegated my marketing and hired a marketing person to handle the event and then an event coordinator, you know, that way, whenever our speaker's there or our platinum or VIP are there, she can kind of make sure they're taken care of and make sure they have everything that they need. Right. And so those are the first two things. And one of the things that you're an expert in is leadership development. And so, you know, this isn't just behind the events that you run, but I would imagine behind your companies that you run too. What is your kind of strategy on that leadership development? Do you have people that right now that have been with you for years that you kind of brought up through the ranks and everything, or brought up through their responsibilities and everything? And what does that look like for you?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that I'm an expert in leadership development. I still got a long way to go. But working on it all the time, man, every year, not even every year. I mean, it's all the time, it's constant, but constantly checking myself and seeing how I can improve, because there's just so many areas I need to be better as a man, a father, a husband, a leader. So just constantly checking in with myself, asking myself the hard questions. But yeah, I mean, I think that it's an evolution, man. You're always working to be better. And so like for us, it's what books are we wanting our people to read? What training are we wanting them to go through? Whether it's the sales staff, are we giving them actual sales training? Are we giving them, you know, the ultimate sales machine to go through that? One of the things we did this year with our team is to kick off the year, everybody had to read The Difference Maker by John Maxwell, which is all about attitude, just having a good attitude, a positive attitude. And so our word of the year this year inside of our three companies, which is Roofing.com, Revolt, and RoofCon, was the word attitude. Now, when I say attitude, it's not just positive attitude. It was kind of dual purpose this year. It was have a positive attitude. Don't complain all the time. Have a good attitude. Be there for each other. Be there for our clients. Be there at the events for the people that show up. Even when something bad happens, have a positive attitude, but also have like an attitude, like a grit, get crap done attitude. Be able to flip the switch. I tell people often when they ask me about travel, and I've cut back a lot, but I used to travel a lot. And they're like, how do you do that? How do you leave your family? And you're going all the time. Yada, yada. And I tell them, man, I just flip a switch. It literally is that. And I'm not saying it's easy, but like, I'd go to the freaking airport, and my son at 2 or 3 years old could probably tell you how to get to the airport from our house. We live 50 minutes from it. You know, he's crying when we pull in because dad's leaving, and yada, and it makes me want to cry. I'm like, dude, I don't want to leave you. I hate leaving you. But when I hug him and I give him a kiss, it's like I flip a switch and I turn around and it's time to go do business. And so just having that attitude of like, we are here to serve. We're here to make a difference. We're here to make an impact. Like when I preach and teach to my companies and my team members that impact comes before income, we mean that. Like we really mean that. And I honestly like have hurt ourselves in the past because we probably should be a little bit more income focused. Like with some of the events and stuff, losing money. It's like we probably should focus a little more on making money because we're having to take from, you know, Revolt, for instance, to help pay for RoofCon because RoofCon has never been profitable. But yeah, man, I think that just nailing that in their heads, making sure that they're in alignment with the mission, in alignment with the core values is so important. And then just helping them develop as they grow within the company. Diego's a great example of that. I saw you just had a picture up of him. You know, he came in 2020, January of 2020. So he's been with us for 4 years and some change. It'll be 5 years here before long. And he actually came in as a part of Cornerstone, the roofing company, as a sales rep. Like he did the interview, went home. I was selling him the dream. This was where we were still pretty small. And so I was doing all the interviews and I'm like, hey, we got this mission. We're going to grow in these different markets. And, you know, we have the Cornerstone Kids Foundation, our nonprofit. We're giving back and yada, yada, yada. Here are the things we're doing. And he said he went home and his wife was like, so what are you going to be doing? Like you taking the job? And he said, yeah, but I'm not really sure what I'm doing. I was just kind of sold. Like I wanted to be a part of the team. The culture seemed good. It's one of my favorite stories to tell. And he said he showed up Monday. That was like on a Friday. He showed up Monday for the team meeting, and Albert, a dude that's been with me since like the end of 2018. He's talking about how you set your ladder up and you do it safely and how you get off the ladder and do it safely. And Diego says, dude, when I heard him say that I had to get on the roof, I just had this knot in my stomach because it's like, oh my God, I'm terrified.
Oh no.
So he didn't even know, which I will say, as funny as that story is, I think it's probably okay if you're small, you're trying to get people in the door and sell the dream. The bigger, you know, I get, the more expectations I set up front and try to fill people out, qualify people. Our hiring process is so different than it was back then with, you know, we've built out a funnel and like a ton of hoops you got to jump through to be part of our team. Now it's not easy because we disqualify people. But to see him come in, he was working for like a telecommunications company making, I think, somewhere in the teens per hour, just an hourly pay, and work his way up from a sales rep there to when I had RoofCon that first year, and then we knew it was going to grow the second year. We're like, hey, what if you switch over to RoofCon to help us sell vendors there? So he did that, and then he worked himself up into the CEO role or president role of RoofCon. So really cool to see that, man, and to see people blossom and be able to take on more and just embody the mission and the vision and the values of the business is really a blessing.
That's fantastic, man. And speaking of being afraid of things, you developed a little challenge, and I'm assuming this started with your team and then kind of grew from there, but it's called the Fearless 44. Can you walk us through that?
Yeah. We actually started that in 2019 when I started Bold Brotherhood, again, the beginning of Revolt before we rebranded. But it's eight daily tasks that they have to do every day for 44 days. It kind of revolves around mind, body, and legacy. Stretch your mind, push your body, grow your legacy. So the two for mind are a 2-minute cold shower, which sucks. I hate that. Or it could be a 2-minute cold plunge. And it's under mind because it really is a mind game. There's health benefits too, but it's a mind game. The next one is 15 minutes of personal development. That could be listening to a podcast like this. It could be reading a book. It could be going to church, going to an event, getting coached, whatever. Then you have body. It's 1 hour of working out. It is a diet every single day. And you just got to stick to the diet. Like, you can pick the diet. We don't set it for you. You pick the diet. You stick to it every day for 44 days. The 1 hour workout, we actually encourage people to involve their families at least one day, usually 2 days a week. So, like, go hiking, do a group workout together, walk in your neighborhood, go for a bike ride, just do something with your family at least once a week and involve them, especially if you got your kids. For me and my wife, a lot of times, while doing this, we would just go walk or go hike and talk and just spend that hour together. And then you've got legacy, or the last four tasks. So we have kick a bad habit. That could be anything. It could be an addiction. It could be chewing your fingernails. It could be cursing. It could be whatever you want it to be, but pick a bad habit and stick to getting rid of that habit for 44 days. Then we have review your fulfillment 50 or 6 bricks. These are two exercises that I've come up with. Fulfillment 50 I came up with in 2019 when I started the challenge. 6 bricks is something I came up with later down the road. That's more of like a goal setting exercise. So you set these 6 goals around the 6 bricks, which are health, wealth, faith, growth, relationships, and legacy. And you don't have to set the deadline for the end of the challenge, but if you do, it gives you something to push for during the challenge. So like, as an example, I just finished my 7th round of Fearless 44, like a couple weeks ago, and my relationship goal that I wanted to complete by the end of the challenge was to get all of my high school friends and their families together and their kids and just do a big party. And so we did that. So that was my goal for that.
That's cool.
My faith goal. And like, when we say faith, if you're not a religious person, that's okay. Like, it could be faith in yourself. It could be faith in other people. But for me, it was a religious goal. So mine was to read through the gospels within the 44 days. And so I did that. So yeah, it's that's kick a bad habit, do your fulfillment 50 or 6 bricks. Then the next two, and these two are really powerful and where you make a big impact on other people. And I think that's what kind of separates Fearless from other challenges is you're working on yourself, but you're also working to make an impact on other people. So the first one is what I call a scroll and dial. You get out your phone, go to your contacts, you scroll, you let it come to a rest. Depending on the phone you have, you'll have like 9 to 13 contacts. You pick one and then you call them. And when you call them, you don't say, "Hey, I'm doing this challenge. I got to talk to you for 2 minutes. Help me talk for 2 minutes." You don't say that. You just freaking reach out. You don't try to sell them anything. You don't try to sell them a roof or anything.
Yeah.
You just talk to them and you freaking check in. And yes, it might be a friend from high school you hadn't talked to in years. It might be your uncle that you hate. It might be a mom or a grandma you haven't talked to in years. That's the point. That's why we do the scrolling dial. And dude, I cannot tell you, since 2019, we've had thousands of people do this challenge all around the world, Africa, Malaysia, Canada, everywhere. And the stories we hear from the scrolling dials are amazing, man. Like, so amazing. This last time that I did it, I called a girl I hadn't talked to in 8-9 years, probably, and just checked in on her, and her mom had just passed away the day before.
No way.
And just for her to be able to talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
So that was a cool one. And I've heard so many others, and I'll share something else big that we've had happen through the scroll and dial right after this, because this one has been a part of this too, is the Facebook Live is the last task. And this is the main one that keeps people from doing Fearless 44. They don't want to do the Facebook Live. They're too nervous. They don't like talking in front of people, whatever. But I promise you, if you do it for 44 days, the difference you'll see from day one to day 44 is massive. I promise you, I've made this guarantee to thousands of people. If you do it for 44 days, you will have someone reach out to you and tell you that they appreciated your content. I've made a guarantee for years. I did where I'd tell people, if you don't have someone reach out and tell you that, I give you $1,000 because it just won't happen, dude. Yeah. I had last year we had a girl sign up for it. She came to an event. She wanted to do it. She didn't have a Facebook, and you could do Instagram or whatever, but I just always said Facebook because most people have Facebook. She didn't have a Facebook. She signed up for Facebook to do the challenge. She only finished like 7 days and then she failed. Yeah. She forgot her workout. And she had gotten up to like 33 friends. On the eighth day, she had multiple people hit her up like, "Hey, what happened? I missed your Facebook lives." She only had 33 friends. It's like people will listen to you when you talk. And so one of the big things, and I'll wrap up this, is people say, "Well, I don't know what I'm going to talk about for 2 minutes." Bull crap. You got plenty of stuff you can talk about, but here's the cheat code to that. You do your 15 minutes of personal development, and then you talk about it for 2 minutes. Just think of one story that you could tie into your personal development. Just think about the bullet points of what you learned during that 15 minutes and talk about that for 2 minutes. And a lot of people say, "Well, people don't want to listen to me talk about what John Maxwell or Craig Rochelle or Ed Mylett or all these people have to say." That's not true. You have your own perspective and your own stories that are oftentimes way more relatable than them because we look at them in a different light. Yeah. That between the Facebook Live and the scrolling dial, man, we've had four times that people doing the challenge have reached back out to me and said that it has prevented a suicide, whether they just called someone at the right time or someone saw the Facebook Live at the right time. So that has been really special, something special to me to hear that feedback.
That's incredible, man. If that's all which obviously there's so many more stories and results and everything, but if that's all the result from the whole challenge, from you doing it 7 times and then inspiring thousands of people to do it, is 4 lives saved. I mean, that's all you need, right?
Yeah, for sure, man. It's a blessing.
So, you know, one of the other things that you're involved in is RepCard. Now, I've heard about RepCard through a few clients and friends and stuff like that, and that have been using it. It's evolved a lot in the last couple of years. And so I want to make sure, because this is building great sales teams, you know, we want to talk about tools for doing that. And so you guys are going far beyond just being another like business, digital business card. From what I understand, you guys are doing canvassing. Y'all got follow-up campaigns, nurture campaigns, stuff like that. Can you kind of walk us through RepCard a little bit?
Yeah, man. RepCard's freaking awesome. I'm so thankful to be a part of that. Yeah. You know, Brad Mortensen started that a few years ago. I honestly don't even know what year he started it, probably 19 or 2020. In 2021, we connected. He had done registration because RepCard does registration for events as well. And so he had done registration in 2020. We kind of connected there. We had mutual friends. And then in 2021, really hit it off, started becoming friends. And he was doing it like part-time, building this thing, and did an awesome job part-time, but was just part-time. He still had a solar company. And so it was just came to me as like, "Hey man, I really want to build this thing out. I think it could be something special." And yeah, it started as a digital business card, but once I made an investment into it, cash investment into it, it really evolved into more to where it's kind of like a mini funnel you can build out with the videos and call to actions and social media. And it's a place where reps can get their own reviews. You can see right there, you're scrolling past it. So like for a lot of reps, you know, they go out in the field and they're getting reviews for the business and for Google My Business, but this is an opportunity for a rep to get their own reviews. So pretty cool for that. For me, you know, a lot of times I'll be at a conference or speaking or running a retreat or whatever, and I'll have people leave me a review there. And it's just a great place I can send people and say, just see what other folks have to say about me. Beyond that, man, there's several other features within there depending on the industry you're in. You know, we do have a canvassing tool, so you can go into the canvassing tool. You can outline an area on the map. I appreciate that, by the way. You can outline an area on the map, and it'll populate the homeowner's name, their credit score range, whether the homeowner or renter. So it just gives you more data if you're a sales rep and you knock doors. We have competitions in there, so you can set up competitions and then different like scoring configurations based off of how many leads you get, or did you it could be doors knocked. It could be leads that you got. It could be a variation of things. You can set it up on the back end however you want it, but you can set up the scoring metrics and create competition so your reps compete against each other. You can put people head to head. There's four different ways to do it. You can do people head to head. You can do groups head to head. You can do the entire company and then top rep wins. So it's pretty cool to see inside of it. And now we've got it down to a science where in 27 seconds, you can send out that custom funnel to a homeowner specific to what they want. So like you just looked at my generic page, anybody can go to repcard.com/Hunter. And that's like basically my rep card profile, just like a Facebook profile. But if I wanted to send Doug a specific funnel for, let's just say pest control, let's say I was trying to sell you pest control. I could press the video for pest control. I could press the call to action for pest control. I can press the follow-up campaign for pest control, pop in your information and hit send. And when you click that button, I get notified. That's one of the best parts of the entire thing. And it sounds really simple and it is simple, but it's super valuable because what happens is when I'm at the door and I'm knocking the door and I'm like, hey, I'm trying to sell you roof, yada, yada, yada. And you're like, hey, Kick Rocks, I don't want to talk to you about pest control. Give me your business card. I'm like, hey, I actually don't have my business card on me. Can I send you my digital one? Your guard doesn't go up because you're not like, he's trying to get my number. You're just like, yeah, whatever it takes to get you out of here, send me your digital business card. So I go in. Okay, Doug Mitchell, what's your number? Pop it in. Boom, boom, boom. Sent. Thanks, Doug. Have a good day. If you need me, holler at me. What happens is you have all these other companies that are our competitors and they press the tap cards. Or they push the tap cards. You know what I'm talking about? Right. Like the EMC cards. We have those too. Like you can go in our store and buy them and it'll make me money, but that's not what I want. When you do a tap card, if I do the tap card, I give you my information and now you control the conversation. But when I put you in here and I send a card, now I control the conversation. Mm-hmm. So very powerful. So when 2 weeks goes by and they've forgotten about you and then they look and they see that text they never read and they're like, what is this? They press rep card. They go in to see my profile with the video for best control and call to action for best control and all the things. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden they're like, oh, wow, I remember this guy. I get notified of it. So what am I going to do? I'm going to reach back out to the person because it's been 2 weeks. I'm saying, hey, just checking in with you. And I don't say like, hey, I just got notified. I just say, hey, checking in with you. And usually they're like, oh, my gosh, I was just looking at your card 10 minutes ago. And it restarts the conversation.
No, that's fantastic. I mean, and that's the biggest difference I heard about it was the exchange of information versus just the one way push, you know, which is huge. And then all the little things, you know, like when you, cause I've always looked at it from a company standpoint, right? I need my dashboard. I need to be able to see everything my guys are doing. And then, you know, what I like about this though, is from an individual standpoint, you can make an investment in yourself, get rep card, and you can have a whole, nurture campaign, CRM, social media marketing. It's all in there. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to go and spend, you know, necessarily hundreds of dollars a month, or more importantly, hundreds of hours of time putting all that stuff together, you know, which is,
and people can create a free account, man. Like you can go in there and check it out, poke around, you know, there's levels all the way up, but there's a free account. Nice. And there's the games in there, there's training, there's tutorials, there's leaderboard. I mean, there's so many things you can do, set appointments. So it's coming along pretty good. We're proud of it. We just hit 100,000 users in late February. So it's coming, man.
Man, that's fantastic. What a amazing business to be involved in.
Yeah.
Awesome, brother. Well, I don't want to take too much of your time here. I do have one last dual part question for you. And I ask this of all my guests. What does legacy mean to you? And what legacy do you want to leave behind?
Yeah, man, I love that freaking super easy question for me because I say that a million times a year. What does legacy mean to me? Legacy to me is the impact you continue to make on people after you're gone, with or without them knowing your name. They don't have to have seen your face, know your name, heard about you, seen you on a Wikipedia page. It doesn't mean that you have your name on a football stadium or on a sign coming into your hometown or anything like that. It's just the impact you continue to make on people after you're gone, whether they know who you are or not. For me, my legacy will be that I develop millions of leaders that go and impact billions of lives. That's my life mission statement that I say over and over and over many times. And anyone that's followed me for any amount of time has heard me say that. I will develop millions of leaders that go and impact billions of lives. So that's my goal.
Man, I love it so much. And it just, you know, this is one of the things I talk about all the time. If you are going to be a leader or have been a proven leader like yourself, you typically have this dialed in. It's not a question that you're like, oh man, that's a tough question.
Yeah, and
it's not, because we think about it every day, you know? Yeah. I love the answer and I appreciate your time. Appreciate you coming on the show and just dropping nugget after nugget, as well as some of the cool tools that you're working with and the retreats, the events and everything. Definitely something to look forward to. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right, guys, let's get building.